This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good Friday morning. It's Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for June 30th, episode 1729, brought to us today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Hey, Horse World. It's Friday.
When I get off of work on Friday.
Everybody's favorite day of the week on Horses in the Morning.
So let the good times roll. Let the good times roll.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us on this Friday morning. Jamie, the World Equestrian Center, which I don't know how he initially got that name because I thought it would be taken already, is being built here in Ocala. We've talked a little bit about it before, but I went by there the other day, and I'm going to go by today and take pictures and post them for everybody on our Facebook page. This is an enormous complex being built by the guy who built the enormous complex in Ohio. We had him on the show once. It's part of a trucking company. And it's about, what, Jennifer, 4 or 5 miles from our house. And they must have 50 bulldozers working out there clearing this 700 acres. And now they've started building it. They are building the largest indoor arena I have ever seen. It is enormous. And apparently, it's going to be one of 4 indoor arenas that are climate controlled. And there's also going to be an open air stadium with 15 outdoor arenas.
How does that pay for itself?
I don't know. It's $100 million when he started, and he's added to it because now, get this, now he's applied with the state, this just came out 2 days ago, to add to the acreage to bring it up to 3,400 acres, to build 340 homes and 835 condominium units. He's also planning on building a 385-room hotel, seating for 10,000 spectators, 200 RV pads, and about 525,000 square feet of commercial space.
That's just insane. That acreage is more than almost 3 times the Kentucky Horse Park.
Yes, this is huge. Now, the state has to approve it because obviously traffic is a concern when you're building a place that big and adding that many more homes and, you know, putting them into water and sewer and all that stuff. So they have all of that to go through. Now, he has about half of this approved already, and he bought all the land. By the way, since this was announced and the building started going, all of the small farms around here doubled in price that were for sale. Doubled in price.
Oh, my gosh. It's incredible.
So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. I was asking somebody that question yesterday. How can you afford with what you make on horse shows to pay off $100 million?
You can't. I don't understand. This is like some sort of gambling.
Write-off, right? Yeah,
this is
like, money.
You know when you see these crazy huge fireworks places and you're like, come on, fireworks are not that expensive. You realize something's going on in the back room.
Right.
There's right. Something going on here.
Right. And that's why we have so many Chinese restaurants and pizza places. So
serious. I'm telling you.
Now this is all
going on here.
Now the way we look at this, being that we live just on the far side of this property, is we might get a grocery store closer than a half an hour, some restaurants, and maybe even delivery now. We're just looking at it as positive for us.
Living large.
I will stop and take pictures of the construction today and post them on our Facebook page. It is incredible to see.
Just one of those bulldozers, if you could send it to Oklahoma, that'd be great.
Oh, you need to get the drone out. Didn't you get a camera for the drone? Oh. Sal get a camera for the drone?
No, I don't have a camera for the drone.
I'm telling you, with all the stuff that's going on there, it's going to get shot down. There's some illegal stuff going on there.
It's going to be Area 54 of Ocala.
Somebody's going to shoot your drone.
Area 51, I guess that is.
All right, Jennifer, what's coming up on today's show? We got to keep this moving.
Keep it moving. Coming up on today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, following a quick review of potential titles for an upcoming equestrian-themed soap opera on Netflix, we're going to get an update from the American Horse Council. They're doing a new economic impact study, and we all need to participate. And topping off our Friday adult beverage, it's really bad ads. So stay tuned for the Friday, folks.
I would like to send a condolence out real quick. Zara Tyndall lost her horse, Toy Town, and now he's 25 years old, and it's just been part of their family. I think her dad picked him up when they were like six, when the horse was 6 or 7 years old. Of course, that's Captain Mark Phillips. Bought this chestnut gelding for her to compete with. No known breeding. So it wasn't like a fancy, well-bred horse. It was just a horse that got the job done. They ended up winning the individual 3-day eventing gold medal at the World Equestrian Games in Germany in 2006. They won a European eventing titles. They won team gold in 2007 at the European Championships. So unfortunately, they didn't get to compete in either Olympic Games because of injuries to the horse. But just very sad. She says she's absolutely heartbroken over the death of basically a family member and one of her best friends. So little condolences. We've all been there, girl.
Well, my Daily Whinny goes out to some new auditors. We have two of them this week, Tawna Groves and Dana Thompson. Thank you so much for becoming auditors and for helping support everybody here at the Horse Radio Network.
Welcome, friends. Welcome.
Now, if you could just send a request, search for HRN Auditors on Facebook and send a request, we'll add you into the auditor room. I was not able to find you guys because there are a lot of you on Facebook and I didn't know who was who. So definitely do that and we'll get you added in.
Oh, my dear sweet husband gets my Daily Whinny today. Bless his heart.
What did he do wrong?
No. He's amazing. So, next weekend I'm going to Flagstaff to compete Zeus.
I don't think I knew that.
Yes, I am. Oh, by the way, I need next Friday off. So I'm going to compete Zeus next Friday.
I definitely didn't know that.
In Flagstaff. It kind of snuck up on me, actually. And this is our second horse trial. This is going to be our only horse trial for the rest of the year. So, and this is the one that I talked to Jennifer about. I was going to move up to novice or beginner novice. And she said I should stay novice. And
what'd
I'm really glad
doing?
She said, I'm going beginner novice. Okay. I'm really glad she's my guru on advice for horses. And I've got some more stuff to ask her about later. But anyway, so Chad, and I'm Abby's going and her family's going and Lucas plays with her family all the time. So her family's going to go. So Lucas will be entertained and I'll be able to ride. And so I said, Chad, are you coming? And he's like, of course I'm coming. Absolutely. But there's just one thing. A bunch of the guys, one of the guys has planned a trip. Uh-oh. We're going to hike. It's like a 6-mile hike into Sedona. And hike to the camp. There's like 2 swims you have to swim to get to this amazing place where everybody's going to camp. 6 miles in, you camp there all night long, all fighter pilot bros. And then like the next day you hike the 6 miles out. It's going to be amazing. But I'll come to your horse trial. And I go, are you freaking kidding me? That's how you present it to me? Really?
First question I had is, are they taking a donkey along to carry the beer?
I know.
Hiking the beer.
Oh,
in.
They drink Jack. They just need a bottle.
Oh, okay. Everybody needs a flask and they're good to go.
They're good to go. And he's like, but I'll come to your horse trial. And I was like, oh, that sounds fun. Thanks. That'd be great. You're not allowed to come. So my dear sweet husband is going to hike next weekend as opposed to come to my horse trial. And that's fine. I'm not going to be hurt at all. I'm not going to be bummed at all. No
I
got to
give him some props, though, because hiking in Sedona is absolutely beautiful. So, I mean, he's got...
Oh, it's totally amazing. It sounds like a great trip, and I'm really excited he's going to go. But the way that he presented it to me was like, how can I maximize my points for this? Like, I'll go to your horse trial. I don't need to do this with all my friends. It's fine. I'll go see you, beginner novice.
Guilt works so well, doesn't it? Guilt fine. Is such a good thing. It really is.
I'll go. You need my help with the kid. It's fine. I'll go. I'm like, shut up. Like, don't mess with me. Like, you're playing with me right now. Like, man up. So there you go. Days of our lives.
Worked out perfect. Now he gets a ride up. He gets a ride back.
Oh, it's ridiculous. It's lame. I'm gonna slow the truck down at the Sedona exit and be like, get out. Hike your way.
Here's
to
your pack.
Hike.
Go.
Get out.
Although you will be staying in a living quarters and he'll be staying in a tent. So there's that.
Actually, I remember I sold my living quarters trailer, so I'm actually in a hotel room.
Oh, well, that's... Okay, you're in a hotel. He's in a tent.
Yep.
So there is that.
I don't feel sorry for him at all.
We have some really cool stuff to talk about today. Our first guest is going to be coming up, but then we have some cool stuff that happened over on the auditor page we want to talk about, plus some horse stuff on Jamie's end and some other cool things that are coming up this weekend, a race and all of that, and then really bad ads. But I wanted to mention while we're waiting for our first guest that I've interviewed, I estimate, over 4,300 people. And Jamie will agree with me that some of our most challenging interviews are kids, teenagers. Teenagers can prove to be challenging in one of two ways. Either they talk and don't stop and don't never take a breath, and there's 1,000 likes, or they give you one or two word answers, and that's all you get. It's just a very tough interview. Well, over on Stable Scoop this week, it's the year of fascinating people. And, you know, of all the 4,300 interviews I've done, I think Lizzie Traband is probably one of the most fascinating and one of the ones that I'll remember. She's 19 years old, has had one, is missing a hand from her elbow down since birth. So she's always been that way. But she has done more in her 19 years than most of us will do in a lifetime, including winning the 2016 Junior Equestrian of the Year Award by U.S. Equestrian. So, but she started two businesses. She travels. She does demonstrations. She competes at high-level jumpers, all with one hand. And it's just her attitude. She was so well-spoken for a 19-year-old. This is one of the best 19-year-old interviews we've ever done. So I highly recommend you head over to Stable Scoop and take a listen to it. And, you know, I don't talk about the other show interviews a lot. This one, I'll remember her. So definitely head over there. Well done, Lizzie, and keep up the good work. She's heading off to college now. I don't know why. She's already got two businesses and doing all these wonderful, amazing things. So, but she's also super smart and probably will ace college. So good for her. Yeah, she's really a cool girl, and you're going to want to hear about that over on the Stable Scoop show this week. Well, our first guest is somebody I've known for a long time. She's a friend in the industry, and her name is Julie Broadway. She just took over as the boss at the American Horse Council not too long ago. Hi, Julie. How are you?
Hi, Glenn. Hi, Jamie. How are you this bright Friday morning?
Good.
Hello.
So good to have you on. It's been a while.
Thanks for having us. We're delighted to be here. As you said, I'm relatively new in this role. I'm the president here at the American Horse Council, and I also have on with me today our director of communications, Ashley First. So we're excited to talk to you guys.
Hi, Ashley. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, how are you today?
Well, this is good. Two for the price of one. I only paid for one. I got two. I like this. It's a good start to the weekend. Well, guys, start with Julie. So let's talk a little. Let's give everybody the Reader's Digest of what the American Horse Council is for new listeners and what you guys do. And then I will go into a little more depth.
No worries. The American Horse Council was formed in 1969 as the advocacy group that represents the equine industry. We have over 150 organizational members, which encompasses about 900,000 horse enthusiasts across the U.S., and it includes all segments of the industry. So it's from racing to polo to rodeo to recreational trail riding, carriage driving, you name it. If it's horse related, it's part of the American Horse Council's purview.
Now, you guys just had your annual meeting, I know, because we actually got a report from a couple of people, listeners of ours who were there. Tell me, what right now is the thing that the top two or three things that have bubbled up to the top that you guys are dealing with?
So, of course, we're always interested in working on things that have legislative or regulatory impacts on the industry. What we try to do is be a voice for the industry and also a liaison for the industry. That means we touch on things that range from tax reform and how that might affect the industry, immigration. We're hearing a lot from the industry about the need for foreign workers in places like at racetracks or in show barns and those kinds of things, grooms. So we were very involved in that, and that was a big topic of discussion. We're always interested in horse welfare. So our Unwanted Horse Coalition, which works really hard to educate people about responsible ownership, responsible breeding, and aftercare or retraining and rehoming of horses, is a really big topic right now. So this year's conference was, you know, sort of a smattering of all of those kinds of things that are going on. The Horse Protection Act, as you know, has been undergoing some potential amendments, and so conversations about that.
Yeah, where are we at with that? Are we any further along down the pike here?
Ironically, just yesterday, the USDA sent out a press release saying that they are continuing to do some work on the Horse Protection Act. And we just sent out a notice to all of our members first thing this morning that it contains a letter from the USDA that gives them an update on what their timeline is and sort of where they're going with the changes.
But no closer to a vote, I assume, at this point.
No, not at this time.
Yeah, I didn't think that was going to be high on the priority of a new administration, no matter who was in office. It's always what happens. So we can hope and pray on that one. What, you know, you took this over, what, 6 months ago, maybe?
I've been here a year.
Really?
Time has flown by. Yeah.
So what is the, you came from the Arabian Association, right? Arabian?
Nope. Morgan.
Morgan, that's right. Sorry.
We're close.
I always get those two mixed up. So you came from the Morgan Association, and what was the thing that, you know, after a year of being there now, what was the one thing that surprised you?
Oh, that's a great question. I really think the biggest takeaway for me after the first year was just the breadth, depth, diversity of all the things the American Horse Council gets involved with. I tell people, you know, we've got the legislative and the regulatory advocacy piece, but we also are very conscious of the need to ensure that the industry is sustainable and growing. So we have Time to Ride, which is one of our marketing programs. We have a lot of work on education. We do quarterly webinars and our annual conference. We try to pull together industry leaders to talk and have meaningful dialogue about topics and, you know, trying to get consensus on issues. That's one of the biggest challenges.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Julie.
We face.
You're trying to get consensus with horse people?
isn't that a challenge?
Yeah, good luck with that. That's going to be your biggest challenge forever.
Forever.
Yeah. Ashley, you're in that same boat, right? I mean, you're kind of that in your position, that's one of your biggest challenges right there.
Yes, it definitely is. It definitely is.
So now you also are doing a new economic impact study, and I think that the Horse Council has done those before, right?
We have. This is going to be the third study that we've done. It's been a little over 10 years since the last one was done. And, you know, with the recession and everything, everybody's eager to see where we are, what the numbers look like. I tried really hard, Glenn, to remind people an economic impact study examines the effect the industry has on the economy. It's not a census. We're not out there to count every horse. We're out there to measure business revenue, wages, jobs, overall economic impacts from all segments of the industry.
Well, you know what, Jamie? The Horse Radio Network wasn't here 10 years ago, so it's obviously this economic impact is going to be huge now.
That's what we hope.
Yeah. We're here.
where can you find that study so we can sign up and get involved? Counted.
I'll let Ashley talk about that because she handles all things communications.
Right now, if you visit our website, on the main page, you'll see a little menu on the left-hand side that says 2017 Economic Impact Study. If you click on that, there's just a little background information about what the study is aiming to complete and what we're hoping to find from it. And then there is a general link for everyone to take. So please visit the website, take the survey. We need as many people as possible. We really want to show how important this industry is.
How long will it take somebody, Ashley?
Depending on, you know, your involvement in the industry, we estimate anywhere between like 20 and 35 minutes. I haven't had anyone contact me saying it's taken them like an hour or so. So maybe I would say an average of 25 minutes.
It'll take me an hour. So now you...
I'm having trouble finding the link.
Let's see.
What's the website, first of all? What's the website address?
It's www.horsecouncil.org.
Okay.
And then when you're on the main page, you'll see 2017 Economic Impact Study. If you click on that right there and scroll down a little bit, there's some red text that says, please click here to take the survey. And if you just click here, it opens up the study.
Ah, got it.
It's also posted on our Facebook page. It's right the top post up there, so you can also visit our Facebook page and take it through there and Twitter as well.
How, you know, like with any study, like polls and studies kind of have the same problem. You see these national polls for president and they've interviewed 600 people. The more people that get involved in this, the more accurate the study and the better clout you're going to have touting these numbers when you're going legislatively, correct? So the more people that are involved, the better off we are here.
Most definitely. And so let me tell you quickly, we're doing the study in two phases. Phase one was a push of the survey. It went out to all equine associations, and it was distributed to all of their members. So that's going to reach, we hope, 900,000 people, all those members of those associations of every kind. And then the second phase is the one Ashley just talked about, which is an open invitation. So it's been pumped out through press releases, websites, social media, inviting anybody who has not received the survey or who overlooked it when it came in their email box to click on the link and respond. So we're really hoping we're going to get a strong response rate.
Wow. If you get a quarter of that, that's going to be a darn big study. So
it is.
Yeah, that'll be perfect. Is there anything, and I don't know which one of you would answer this, is there something you're hoping will come out of this study this year? Is there something you're just praying that comes out of this study?
I'm not going to say that we're praying for anything specific, but we have broadened the study this time to be much more inclusive. When the study was done over 10 years ago, equine-assisted therapies was not well-known. So we've got a number of specialty surveys. So in addition to the general survey that you see on our site, we've got custom-tailored surveys that we're using for the equine-assisted therapies sector. We have a very specific equine academic survey that's going to universities and their faculty. We are really focusing in on rescues, sanctuaries, and aftercare facilities. We have a competition or horse show survey that goes to horse show managers. And we added a youth survey this time. The last survey really only collected data for people 18 years and older, and we wanted to go down another layer and find out how many youth we have involved and look at what we've got in the pipeline and give us a picture of where the industry's going.
That's very cool. Well, good job here, guys. And we hope that everybody goes out and takes the survey. The more the merrier in this case.
I have a complaint.
Oh, what's that?
I have a complaint. Uh-oh. I'm filling out the survey and I put in that I have 7 horses and you're supposed to put the breed or type in there. And let me go through these: Thoroughbred, Quarter Horse, Standardbred, Saddlebred, Appaloosa, Arabian, Frisian, Hackney, Morgan, National Show Horse, Paint, Tennessee Walking Horse, Warm Bloods, or Other. I have Mustangs, people. They're others.
Well, unfortunately, one of the things the consultant suggested was that we put the more well-known breeds at the top of the list, and then that we allow for write-ins, which is why Mustangs fall in Other.
So you
there
can write it in.
There are like 100,000 Mustangs in this country right now.
No offense, Jamie.
I'm offended. I can't help it. Other.
I'm happy Hackney's were in there. I'm good. All right. So.
Yeah, that's crap. Hackney was in there. Really? Hackney made
There's
it.
5 Hackney.
No Mustang. God.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Jennifer's going to put this link. Jennifer, if you could put it directly to the Economic Impact Study page on the website. It's horsecouncil.org, and it is right there on the left-hand side in the blue boxes. Good job, and we're looking forward to having you back when we get the results. When will that be, by the way?
We're targeting September for the national report.
Okay.
We do have some breakout reports, which are state-specific reports. They'll probably follow in about a month or so after.
Can we have you back then to talk about it?
We'd love to talk to you some more then.
All right. Thanks, Julie. Thanks, Ashley. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Glenn. Thanks, Jamie.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye, guys. Oh, my gosh. I'm filling out this survey, and I have 4 others.
Because you're weird. You've always
like,
been
what
a
is
little...
what is magic? What is Precious Magic Gallop Jennings considered? She's another. I don't even know what she is. Then you've got Duke.
Okay,
he's another.
That pony is definitely
thing.
Another. And after all the crap I'm getting this week on the auditor page for not remembering that pony's name, I am intentionally never going to get it right.
What is her name, Glenn? Jeez,
Gallop Precious Magic Jennings.
You're fired.
What?
You're fired.
Was there
you will know my other by name.
If you had given your horses just one name, I might have a shot. But I don't even remember most of your horses that have one name. So
I didn't do the name Lucas did. So there.
That's your problem for having your child name your horse. I'll just
This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
If you've ever had a horse with diarrhea, you know what a frustrating problem it can be. Finding an ingredient that works to dry up the diarrhea becomes a high priority. It turns out that researchers have found one, a yeast called Saccharomyces boulardii. It has been proven to improve and halt episodes of diarrhea. It supplies specific nutrients to the lining of the small and large intestines, and these nutrients promote healing of irritated tissues. It also supports improved starch and sugar digestion in the small intestine, reducing the opportunity for imbalances to occur in the hindgut. Nalox Advanced, made by Kentucky Performance Products, contains Saccharomyces boulardii, along with a blend of fermentation solubles and stomach buffers. Nalox Advanced is recommended for horses of any age that are suffering from diarrhea. It also supports a healthy digestive tract in horses at risk for gastric or colonic ulcers, such as performance horses or any horse that is constantly on the go and exposed to stressful situations. For best results, Nalox Advanced should be fed on a daily basis.
This Nutritional Minute has been brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com.
Well, we're back. Thank you to Kentucky Performance Products for their continued support of our show since day one. We really appreciate that. So what do you want to talk about? You want to talk about the Queen's Plate next, or do you want to talk about soap operas?
Well, let me just give you a little Queen's Plate update because it is happening this Sunday. And for all our Canadian listeners, this is their Kentucky Derby. The Queen's Plate is Canada's oldest thoroughbred horse race. It was founded in, check this out, 1860, and it is the oldest continually run race in North America. It's currently run at a mile and an eighth, and I think they will maximum of 17 horses will run in it. So it's not like the Derby, you'll have 20. And it's at Woodbine. Now, the Queen's Plate is actually kind of, I don't know the entire details, but it was a Queen's Plate, and it was supposed to be like 550 guinea Queen's Plate that was supposed to happen, and that was what they were supposed to be given, and they don't actually give a plate or guineas. It's like a 3-foot tall cup. So, but the Queen has been there.
Queen Elizabeth, I think.
And Queen King George went in 1939, and then the reigning Queen Elizabeth went in 59, 73, 97, 2010. So they're a big fan, but I thought maybe I should give you guys the names. I won't break it down for you because I can break it down, but I won't break it down. I'll just give you the names and let you pick from the names.
All right. Well, that's how I
and
do it.
And one
anyway.
Winner.
Oh, one
no,
winner. Okay.
No trifecta. Three, top three. Okay. You're just picking one.
All right.
And I feel like I know where you're going to go, okay. Or one of you is.
All right.
And the one hole at 4-1, Channel Maker. At 10-1, Guy Caballero. At 3-1, and this is a filly, and she is very, very talented filly. Her name is Holy Helena. I thought you'd like that one. Holy Helena.
I've said that a few times.
With a middle word in there,
yes.
Somewhere. Spirit of Kaelgon,
no offense,
at
Helena.
50-1. Inflexibility. Inflexibility, also a filly. Inflexibility is at 10-1. She was beaten by Holy Helena in the Oaks, or actually in the Woodbine Oaks. King and His Court at 5-1, State of Honor at 8-1, King and His Court, you're going to pick that one. Malibu Secret at 20-1, Mega Gray at 30-1, Vaughn at 50-1, Aurora Way at 6-1, Tis a Slam at 10-1, and Watch Me Strut at 30-1.
Boy, that's tough because Holy Helena is pretty good. That's pretty good in our case. But then there's King and His Court. I was a king and I had a court for 10 years.
I mean, you have to pick that
I
one.
Have to pick
Jennifer
that
will
one.
Pick Holy Helena.
Okay. I'm going
and
with
both...
I have to go with King and His Court. I really do. I mean,
Jennifer, who are you looking at?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go with the most more boring name of the lot, Vaughn.
Vaughn. Yep. Like Vince Vaughn.
Sorry, Helena, you get no love at all.
Can I tell you a little something about Vaughn, and maybe you'll want to change your pick? He made his career debut on June 4th, last year, and he finished 7th in his maiden race, and then he followed that up 2 weeks later by being 3rd in a maiden race, and then I think he finally won his first race in like a claimer. So he's very
50-1.
Very 50-1.
You'd be better off with the Helena.
Oh wait,
horse,
no, his first race was June 4th of this year, month.
So it's like his third race.
So he's raced in June 4th, and then he raced 2 weeks later, and then this is 2 weeks later.
Yeah, so Holy Helena is 3-1. Race. You'd have a better shot with Holy Helena. Actually, King and His Court doesn't look bad. He was the champion juvenile of Canadian racing last year.
No, he's good.
Yeah.
He'll be all right.
Which one
he's
are you
a good
picking?
Pick. I'm going to go with Inflexibility. Number one. Well,
self-reflection there?
It's not self-reflection. It is. I am very flexible. Thank you very much. It probably is self-reflection. But she's a filly, and she's trained by Chad Brown. And I love Chad Brown. And I want a girl to win. And it's amazing. So there you go.
I think it's appropriate that the girl's named Inflexibility. I think that's appropriate.
And she's at 10-1. So
your
odds are better.
To Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. All right.
I will. I'm emailing her a complaint right now. Your husband is out of control. Yeah. What else is new?
Rhonda sent me an email yesterday, or a note yesterday on Facebook. And Rhonda, of course, is our legacy listeners. Listen to all 6,200 episodes of our craziness over the years. And she's also our cruise director for the Horse Lovers Cruise next year, horseloverscruise.com. And she sent me this. She said, because she just went on a cruise, and she's getting caught up on all her shows. She listens to about 30 podcasts, not just Horse Radio Network, but she actually has time to listen to others, too. And she sent me a note. I was very flattered. She said, "Hit 'em is like a soap opera. I can't stop watching." And she said, "It's always the one I catch up on first when I get back from trips." So I was flattered by that. But the fact that she said it's like a soap opera, I posted that in the auditor room, and I said, "Is it like Days of Our Horses?" You know, and then all the names started coming in. So you want to hear some of the other names, our soap opera names?
Oh, let's see.
So Hillary said, "These are the days of our equines." That was one from Hillary. Carly said, "Days of our draining wallets." I kind of like that one. Then she went on to say, "Because some people are always announcing horse lovers deals. Damn you." So that'd be us, I guess. Rosie said, "As the hay bale turns." That was pretty good, too, I think. Diane Brooks said, "General Horses." Andrew
like
came
General
in
Hospital.
With... yep. Yeah. Andrew came in with Beast Enders. And I think that's a British one, right? Relates to a British one? Is it?
I don't know.
I don't know that one. Rhonda said, "The Young and the Spooky." I kind of like that one, actually. Lisa said, "Horses of Our Lives." That'd be yours, Jamie. Kind of fits what you have going on.
I have another one. I don't know. I'll wait.
Okay.
I'll wait.
Cade said General Horsepiddle, which could be yours too.
That's mine too.
Yeah. Lisa said, "Actually, one better for me would be The Young and the Horseless," because we've all been there, right? Some good
I was
ones,
thinking
guys.
Mine, you know, a very popular one was Another World, and mine is Another Horse.
Mm-hmm. For sure. For sure.
General Horsepiddle. As evidenced by the vet who was here for 2 hours yesterday.
Now, mine would be The Crazy and the Bolting. That would be more mine for Scooter. But yeah, these were some good ones. Thank you guys for posting that. That was fun.
Y'all are crazy.
There was some crazy stuff going on in the auto room this week. And who is the one that started showing their bruised butt, and then it came all of these bruised pictures of body parts with bruises all over them? That started this week, too. Zeus and Pink, what's up?
Well, I just... Pink got bred, and
It happened?
Not,
the deed is done.
The deed is done. It is not as awesome as it was last time. Last time it was very easy. This time, not so easy.
She wasn't having any of it, literally.
But no, she was bred very easily, but she ended up having three follicles, which yeah, that's not good. And so bred her, hoping that one would release, and then she came back the next day. She had some fluid in her uterus. So I had to give her shots of oxytocin every hour yesterday. The mare hates me now. She sees me coming and wants to kill me. So bless her heart. I got to get her over that whole thing. I mean, just poked her everywhere. All every hour. It was terrible. So we're hoping that the fluid subsides, because if the follicle, the baby goes down into the uterus, which it takes 7 days to get down there, and the fluid's there, it'll kill it. So not good. And then she only ovulated one, but now we have to do a preg check, because the semen lasts 36 hours in the incubator of the horse. And so now, unfortunately, we have to do a preg check at 14 days and at 16 days.
Like, so what happens if she doesn't take? Do you have to pay for more? How's that work?
So if she doesn't take, I will just probably not breed her again this year. Chad says we should, but you don't have to pay a stud fee again. What I
that
just
was
have
my
to
question.
Pay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So the stud fee's paid. I own a baby. And if she does not take this time, then I can order more next month. And basically I have to pay a collection fee and a shipping fee, which will be about $200. Yeah,
so you don't want to do that a whole lot of times.
No, you got to really. And then you got to pay the vet associated cost as well to rebreed your horse, because that's not cheap either. So I kind of go for like, let's do it. But if I decide not to rebreed, then next spring I'll have a free, you know, my stud fee still is paid.
Okay.
Then I just have to pay all the associated costs again. So yeah, it gets expensive. We got really lucky this last time. So I'm hoping it will work. I don't know. I feel like it just happened too fast. I just am not ready for this. And then the other thing is Zeus spent some time with the doctor yesterday. And Jennifer, I wanted your advice.
Now, keep in mind, Zeus is going to a show next weekend, right?
Yeah. Zeus is going to a show next weekend.
That's not what you want to hear. Show next weekend, spend some time with a vet. That's not good together.
No. And you know what it is? He just has really... I've been really working on my flat work, and Desiree Johnson has been kind of a remote coach for me, and she's been helping me kind of figure out different ways. And just the more I ride him, because I've really been working on my dressage, the more I work on my dressage, the angrier he gets. Like I noticed that he start pinning his ears and this is before Desiree started helping me, because she noticed it in the video too. He just seems mad doing flat work. So I went out and jumped him yesterday, and just warming up with all of our flat work, he just pins his ears and he just seems unhappy. Well, it's kind of been building. And then yesterday I put my leg on, and I don't wear spurs. I don't use a lot of leg on him. He's very light sided. So just a little squeeze. And he turned around and tried to bite my toes twice. So we have the vet. She's coming here anyway. So I'm like, okay. So we did an acupuncture scan to kind of see if he reacted anywhere. That was on the day before, the first day when we bred the mare. Did the acupuncture scan. I'm like, he just seems unhappy. Scan him. Nothing came up. Okay, great. Yesterday she was out again. I was like, it got worse today. I need to do something else. Let's figure it out. So she did a test where it basically tests to see if there's any blood, parasites, sand, anything in the poop. And so it's called a fecal something test. And so she took some fresh poop and tested it, and totally clear. No that tests for foregut ulcers, hindgut ulcers, parasites, and sand. Nothing. Acupuncture scan again, totally fine. So we're kind of at the point where, you know, he's just really grumpy. And she's like, maybe there's a couple things. First of all, she said he's fat. He is one of those horses that has a very crusty neck and could very easily become insulin resistant. So she's like, you need to cut out. So we reviewed all of the feed, all of the supplements, everything he's getting. And we're going to start him on one of those basically almost zero sugar feeds and change his beet pulp, because I didn't realize there's molasses in like most every beet pulp. So you have to really search out molasses-free beet pulp.
Yeah. That's what we get. Molasses-free. Yep.
Yeah. Molasses-free beet pulp. And then, and it has a different name. It's not called molasses on the label, of course. Why would they make it that easy?
See, on ours, it does say right on it, molasses.
Yeah. The one that I was feeding does not say molasses.
Interesting. Yeah.
So you need to watch out for that. So I had to go buy the dusty, crappy stuff from up the street at the little tiny feed store, and it's molasses free. So he needs more protein and less sugar.
There you go.
Because he's also not building a lot of muscle, yet he gets ridden 6 days a week, sometimes seven. It depends on his attitude. So he's not getting ridden enough. She thinks that maybe, you know, we're going to start, you have to kind of start with one thing at a time. Yep. And so we're going to start with, you know, maybe he's not a great sweater. So we're going to just start with that and see if I'm putting him on 1AC. And then, you know, aside from having the competition next week, after the competition, I was planning on giving him a month off, but that does not help Zeus to have that much time off. So there's an underwater aqua tread actually in my neighborhood that she told me about that I didn't know about, that I can actually ride him to, and you can buy a membership for the month.
How cool!
I'm going to try to swim him this weekend, you guys, and see if that helps. So he'll get the exercise that he needs and some fitness. We're going to up his protein, lower the sugar, started him on 1AC, and we're doing that. There's more that I can do later in the future, like thyroid testing, all sorts of other stuff, but we're going to just start it simple and just think that maybe it's the heat, because he has gotten grumpy as it's gotten a lot hotter.
Can I ask something?
Yes.
It's the thing that all horse husbands are thinking right now.
Oh, help.
Could it be that he just hates dressage?
Well, see, and I didn't finish that part of it yesterday. I ended up setting up some jumps, just some fun low grids, like three jumps in a row with jump, cross rails, jump, stride, jump, stride, jump, stride, jump, stride, super fun across the arena. And he was pissy yesterday doing that too.
Maybe he's an endurance horse. Maybe he just wants to ride 100 miles at a time.
He doesn't want to go. Like, he just, he's just not himself. He's just not himself. He's usually very, I call him the honey badger, because he just don't give a at all. Like, he just, he'll do anything. So there's just something going on there. And I got to give my husband credit. He's like, take him, swim him. That's great. You know, I mean, it's not cheap, but you can buy the thing. He's like, if you can just get him over there enough. And my vet was like, you can ride there. She told me where it was. I was like, what? How is that in my neighborhood? I didn't know. So I can, she's like, you'll get him his entertainment by trail riding him over there. He'll get his exercise and you trail ride him home. She's like, it's a win-win situation.
Yeah, can I have that for my horse?
Yeah,
right?
These things, you always have to rule out the physical stuff until you determine that there's nothing physical and then you got to deal with the mental stuff. But you always have to rule out the physical stuff first.
Well, you know, behaviorally, you know, your horse turns around, tries to bite your shoe. You want to just kick him and be like, get moving. And I immediately was like, oh my gosh, that's not normal.
Yeah.
And just his kind of grumpiness, but she think, you know, and she's like, maybe it's so hot. I'm like, I rode at 5:15 yesterday morning.
But it still was 95 degrees.
It was 90. Yeah. So
it's still pretty hot.
So of course, you know, there's a million things that you think of, but I mean, the first thing you think of is back pain and stomach pain. And we tested him for both of that. And there's no back pain and there's nothing going on in his GI tract. So, I mean, aside from taking him to a clinic and scoping him, which I don't feel the need to put him through that. Not
well,
when
nothing showed up in the fecals.
Nothing showed up.
You would have had some indication there was something going on.
Yeah.
That's weird.
So we're just going to just do this and just see if that helps. And I'll get some, hopefully some video of him swimming maybe this weekend. And I'm pretty excited to see that happen and get that started. It should be pretty cool.
Well, good luck with
it's
that.
It's a conundrum.
Yeah, it is a conundrum, especially seeing you got to do a dressage test.
And you think I called that vet a lot with a baby? Talk about it. Hey, Zeus. Oh, my God. She stopped answering my text message just yesterday. And she texted me again at like 11 o'clock at night because she knew I wouldn't answer. I was looking at it this morning. I'm like, son of a gun. She texted me back at 11 o'clock. She knew I'd be asleep. Bless her heart. She earns her money. I wrote her a check yesterday. I was like, I don't know what my bill is. Just take this to come and knock it down. Take this to knock it down a little bit. Because it's when that big one comes, you're like, oh my God. It was like four visits in a row. And I've had two visits in 2 days. So I'm like, this is going to hurt. Here, take
Jennifer, expect a call from Jamie next week asking for another raise.
Can I just, I don't need a raise, just like a
send
just
you
a little $10,000
check.
Just send your checks directly to the vet clinic.
Yeah, we'll just send them there.
You could pay me for the rest of the year. That'd be great. And then I'll just work and catch up.
Hey, before we go to our song today and then get into really bad ads, I saw this report and I wanted to ask you, because for those that don't know, for those that are new, Jamie worked 10 years in top radio in Atlanta and at the top radio stations in Morning Drive. You've never been able to get away from Morning Drive.
I never sleep.
So you don't get up quite as early as you had to there. But I just saw a report. Of course, NPR leads the way in podcasting. There's no question. Their shows are always in the top 10 number of downloads. They get between 5 and 10 million downloads for each of their shows that are their most popular. So, you know, obviously they are the leaders in this. And they spend some time and money on their shows. But I didn't know how much time and money. So this report came out where NPR kind of disclosed what it takes, and this is what they said in the article, to produce a good podcast, you need to spend, and this is what they spend on some of their top podcasts, $1,000 a minute.
Oh my gosh.
So if you figure that out for our morning show, every day would cost us $90,000 to produce. So they're spending, they have an average of 10 to 20 staff for every show to produce each show.
Jennifer, are you feeling like a little slighted right now?
Just a tiny bit.
You're his staff. Yeah. There's only one of you.
So does regular radio cost $1,000 a minute to produce if you figured out salaries and every all the costs?
Oh, it's more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you surprised though at a podcast, even a good podcast, that NPR is costing that much? That's $60,000 for an episode of an hour show.
They have so much staff. They have just so much staff in an NPR building, and you don't know how many people. I mean, it probably takes, you know, 3 or 4 people to put together one of the episodes, I'm assuming, and that's not.
No, they're saying 10 to 20 to put together each episode. They have 10 to 20 allocated for the research and the production and everything.
Oh, they have research. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so they have the research department to put it together ahead of time. And, you know, some of their investigative stuff like Serial, I can get that. But, you know, This American Life and those, you know, I don't know. Wow, that's a lot. Guys, we're not spending, we're spending about $10 a minute on ours.
Are we getting it spending that much? That sounds surprising to me.
There's got to be a way to.
See, we don't pay for music rights because people like Templeton let us play their music. So there's that. I mean, that saves us $20 right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just shocked when I read it. I really was shocked. All right. Yeah. Let's, in honor of Chad. His adventures next weekend, camping in the woods. I assume that he's going to be carrying a couple donkeys to bring his still in. So I have Templeton Thompson with Stillhouse Jane. We're going to be coming back. Well, first, we're going to be coming back with a complaint that Jennifer received in the complaint department, and then some really bad ads.
Sweet Virginia corn. Jane, stay out of the still house. Jane, stay out of the still house. Don't you go around there anymore. I know you like that lightning in a bottle. I know you love the way it makes you feel. Fills you up with whiskey wisdom. Takes away your inhibitions. Trouble finds you there.
Know that they can count on Ovation's value, quality, and style when it comes to hard-wearing schooling attire, affordable show gear for horse and rider, or top-of-the-line equipment for riders at every level. From breeches to bridle work, saddles to stock ties, helmets to half chaps, Ovation is the premier brand of riding apparel and equipment for you and your horse in the United States, outfitting riders at every level from head to toe. Ask for Ovation brand riding helmets, breeches, and footwear at your local tack store, or go online to ovationriding.com and see the fantastic variety of quality, fashion-forward, affordable products from Ovation. OvationRiding.com.
Ovation is also doing another one of their weekly contests to give away, and they're giving away a pair of their Aqua X breeches right now. I posted that on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page. You can go over there, click on that. It's very simple and easy. The contest ends July 31st, so go head on over there to win some breeches as well. And of course, the song was by Templeton Thompson, Little Stillhouse Jane. Well, Jennifer, we always say on the show, send your complaints to jennifer@horseradionetwork.com, and I hear we had one.
Yes, we got a complaint letter from Chantel Williams, one of our regular contributors here on Horses in the Morning, and she sent a lodged a complaint regarding people who tailgate you while you're traveling with your horse trailer down the road.
Oh, we've all been annoying. There. Yes.
Very frustrating. It's dangerous. It's not a good thing to do. You could hurt your horse very badly. You could hurt the car. It's a bad thing. So thank you, Chantel, for your email. And in response, the United States Department of Insensitive Driving will be forming a committee to investigate the possibility of creating a survey, which may provide further information regarding on how our constituents feel about initiating an investigation into this serious problem.
Sounds like it's going to be cured tomorrow. Should be fine, everybody. Thank
Everything
you,
will be fine.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. The horse trading.
Well, that's right. It is that time of the week. That time of the week when we do some really bad ads. But it's also that time of the month when we give away the prizes for the month. Everybody's favorite time. So let's find out what the prizes are. And then Jennifer will pick some winners.
All righty. We've got the famous Redmond Equine gift box weighing approximately 375 pounds. That's right. Redmond Rock is the perfect way to satisfy your horse's instinct for natural salt and minerals. More than 60 minerals, as a matter of fact, just the way nature intended. In addition to Redmond Rock, you can also try Rock on a Rope, Daily Red, which is granulated, perfect for adding to feed, Daily Gold for digestive health, and First Aid for Horses, a natural healing clay for open wounds. And it's all mined right here in the good old U.S. of A. You can look for Redmond's entire lineup of natural products at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at redmondequine.com. And our other prize this month is a $50 gift card from Kelly Hurd Jewelry. Kelly Hurd Jewelry is the place to go for fine yellow gold, white gold, sterling silver, and platinum equestrian jewelry. There are beautifully crafted settings with gemstones, diamonds, or pearls, and they are available to satisfy your need for sparkle. And each piece is finely crafted with a meticulous attention to detail. Choose from Kelly Hurd's wide selection of finished pieces, or you can design your own. That's right. And you know, you're going to know that you are getting the best. So Kelly Hurd Jewelry can be found in fine equestrian retailers throughout the country and online, kellyhurdjewelry.com.
Very good. Well, we're going to pick the winners, and I have a helper here that I have on Facebook. Denise, our guest wrangler, is listening in today, so she's going to help us pick the winners. So what numbers do we have to pick from, Jennifer?
Oh, let me get over here. Between 1 and 301.
Oh, wow. So between 1 and 301, Denise will be the first winner, and you can just type a number in there to me.
There are people that are entered. Lots of people are entered twice. That's why the number keeps growing, because if you record your own ad and send it in, you get it twice.
That's right.
That's right.
So Scott should be in there about 55 times.
I know.
$50 gift card from Kelly Hurd Jewelry, and Denise has chiped in with number 222.
222 is Kate Dixon.
Kate Dixon. Yay. Good job, Kate. Kate's going to look all spiffy with her jewelry. All right. Now the Redmond Equine gift pack. And we need you to pick again, Denise, between 1 and 301. That was a little bit of a delay for the live listeners, so she'll be chopping in here shortly. 111 is what she picked. 111.
Oh, apparently only one key is working on her computer.
That's right.
All right, the winner is Andrea Witcher.
Andrea Witcher. Okay, very good. Congratulations, guys. Jennifer will get a hold of you, and we'll make sure that you get your prizes. And I pity the UPS person for Andrea, because that's going to be, they hate us when they show up. We're going to do some really bad ads now. These were submitted by our listeners. These were not written by our listeners, but they were submitted by our listeners. And the first one, Anne, is helping us out by reading it herself.
Hey, guys, this is Anne from Albany, New York, and this is a really bad ad from Craigslist. This is from Worthington, Massachusetts, and the title is Free Crap Manure. This is a really good deal. You'll want to slap your mother. I'm offering you free manure.
What?
Just come haul it away. I'll even help load it if I'm around. Take as much or as little as you want. I have probably 4 truckloads. This pile of crap is from our 2 well-fed horses and a baby steer. It's mostly broken down to dirt at this point, so it's premium quality. And there's literally just a picture of crap.
Since when did slapping your mother become a good thing?
Well, I was like, what did just happen?
Is that what she said?
Slap your mother. You'll want to slap your mother.
Like, it's a good thing. Okay.
I wonder if I Google that, what'll come up?
Slap your mother? I don't think you want to know. I don't know. Is that a saying? It's from Northeast? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know either. Stephanie said.
Okay, Urban Dictionary says that you that when you try some new food, it tastes so delicious. It makes you wonder, why can't my mom cook this well? And so it makes you angry, like you feel like you need to slap your mama because she made bad food.
But we just had a story, the whole thing was about crap. So
tastes so good, makes you want to slap your mama.
Okay. We're so old, Jamie.
I know.
Stephanie sent this one in. 2-year-old dapple gelding. 2-year-old quarter horse gelding up for sale. Very good tempered. Stand for terrier great. Up to date in all shots and workings. Negative Coggins, $2,000 negotiable. I'm glad it's working. Everything's working. That's good.
Up to date on shots and workings. Working. Oh, wormings. I'm they're just
everything's working. It's all working.
And I'm like,
Beth sent the next one in. New singing pink horse, $85. Big, beautiful pink singing horse will not fit in a car. $85 firm. You want to describe the picture, Jamie?
It's like a kid's seahorse,
Hobby horse.
Hobby horse.
It's a pink hobby horse. And they meant to say swinging, not singing, is what I think.
Maybe it sings. You don't know.
I don't know if this pink hobby horse sings or not. But and it will not fit in your car.
Just saying. Lucas has one that you squeeze the ear and you hear hoofbeats.
Is it pink?
No.
Oh, good.
No, it is not pink.
I'm glad.
Daddy wouldn't let that one come in the house.
No, I'm so proud of your
husband. All right. Chelsea sent in the next one, and it is a female horse for $1,200 in Wadena. Is that Minnesota?
Yes.
Wadena, Minnesota. $1,200 or trade. 10-year-old female horse. She is 16 hands tall, laid-back horse. She needs an intermediate rider. She stands very well for saddling, farriers, and mounting. She likes to ride on the side of the road. She can be a little stubborn on keeping a fast pace when walking. Needs a little work on getting her to run, but when you get her going, she doesn't want to stop. Would like to sell or trade for a male gelding.
You know, those female geldings are a pain in the ass. They're just terrible.
It's terrible. would like a 16 hands high male gelding and no more than 12 years old, please. Serious inquiries only, please. And the picture is of them leading a horse down the road.
Yes, with a little with kid on it.
Child on it.
Yes. Yeah. That apparently doesn't want to go, but when it goes, it goes. And doesn't
stop. Does it look like she's dragging it? It kind of looks like she's trying to stop it.
Yeah, yeah. And that horse has that
they
eye.
Said when she gets going.
Once she gets going, she's not stopping.
You can't stop her. And then we have Carly sent in the next one, and of course she recorded it.
Hi, everybody. I'm back. Here's the bad ad I found. Old horse trailer, $500, Phoenix. So there's no periods, just so we get this straight. Okay. Horse trailer, but it looks like chariot. It's an antique. You won't find nothing like it. It needs a little work. It would be great for a parade. Hard just to move goats and cows. Shaved, this is something you're interested in. Give me a call at blah, blah, blah. Yeah. That's awesome.
It is a it looks like a chariot.
It does.
It does have a ramp. So you walk that sucker right on in there and then you pin it in. It has no roof. It has a lot of rust. Needs paint. Needs tires. Needs a roof. It's Phoenix. You're going to sunburn your horse.
That's right. Your horse is going to fry by the time you get there. Looks like they have a camper beside it that looks like it's about as good a shape as that's the trailer.
Great for a parade. Like, you're going to put a horse in this and, like, parade it down the road.
I didn't kind of get what they meant by that. I was trying to figure out what they meant by that.
And then when it says hard to move goats and cows shaved. Did you see that?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't.
You unshaved ones are totally easy to move.
I've never shaved a cow before, but that's got to be fun.
Yeah.
All right. Crystal sent the following one in. Horse gelding gated Missouri Foxtrotter. Hi, I'm helping a friend place her gelding. He is 19 with papers, registered Missouri Foxtrotter, 14.3 hands tall, $700.
Denise, no.
Yeah, you have too many, Denise. No more horses for you.
Oh, my God. That's so true.
I don't even know her. And I know that she's like, what's the phone number of this place? Yeah.
Okay, his good things. That's what it says. His good. He gates very well and neck reins and power brakes. He has been extensively ridden on trails in the mountains and forest, very safe in water and mud, etc. He bathes well, hauls excellent, good for farrier, up to date in shots and deworming. Even got that right. He is happy going fast or slow and can be ridden with non-gated horses as well. Well, this is the perfect trail horse for $700, right? Oh, the next line is his bad. When kept in a pasture by himself, he is super good and beginner safe. However, if you put him in a pasture with others, he becomes very bossy and rude. It's Scooter. He is nice horse when he's kept alone, but not a nice horse when he is buddy sour. If you're going to ride together with another horse that is his buddy, he is perfect. You can totally take him away from his buddy if you can ride really well. No problem, but not if you're a beginner in this situation. It may not be fun for you. And we've all been on trail rides with that horse, right? All been there. Jennifer was that horse for the first time she took Nigel out.
I was that person, yeah.
It was to a hunter pace, wasn't it?
Let's just not go there.
It's a happy
all
day.
Been that guy. You've been that girl.
Yep.
It's all good.
Yep.
Hey, speaking of horses that are for sale, there's a really cheap Mustang that is black, and I think he's 7 years old, and he was started at the prison here in Arizona, and he belongs to this crazy person who has I've helped train this person and not get paid, and then it was, they're finally just getting rid of the horse. So if anybody in my area wants a nice, really nice little black Mustang, you just send me an email, jamie@horseradionetwork.com. Super. I wish I could have it. Again, it's like, Denise, no. Jamie, no.
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 Oh, but I want him so bad. He's so nice. Okay, anyway.
Does he have four names?
He does not, okay. But he would if he lived with me. I think his name is like Blackie or something, you know, real creative. Joanne has sent this one in. Sorrel Flexinmare, F-L-E-X-I-N. And this is $1,500 in El Paso, Texas. Six-year-old grade sorry Flexinmare. Gentle as they come. Broke and gentle. No buck or kick. Used on the ranch. No vices. No buck or kick. Nice gentle mare. $1,500. Firm.
I wonder if it's gentle. You think it kicks?
I think it bucks and kicks and is not gentle. That's why they oversold.
Yeah, they kind of oversold that one. Usually it's not good when they're overselling.
Yeah, all right, you get all funny. The long ones today.
Oh, geez. Look at this one. Christina sent this one in. Barnhand, $123 in Lucas, Ohio. Serious inquiries only. Small training boarding facility looking for a barn hand to come in 2 to 3 days a week to help with normal barn duties. Requirements. Number one.
Duty.
Must be able to drive and have transportation. You must have a valid driver's license and your own vehicle that is legally registered. If your friend lets you borrow his car anytime you want, please click the back button now. This is a person that's been burned so many times. Number two. Must be able to lift 50 pounds or more. If you have never lifted 50 pounds in your life, but are pretty sure you can, please close your browser now. Number three, must take and follow directions. If you are a creative worker who must put his or her personal touch on everything you do, take a screenshot of this ad, then put it in Photoshop and create a work of art for your Facebook page. Number four, must have horse experience. Horse experience you gained in the 3 days you worked at the barn last summer before getting fired does not count. Please close this tab. Number five, if you manage to make it through this whole post without thinking, damn, she's a bitch, then you're interested, please message me.
I did not make it that far. Like, at first it was funny. And then I'm like, oh, she's a bitch. Got it.
Okay, sorry.
Sarafina sent this one in.
I think I dated her once, actually.
You married her. I'm just kidding.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Oh, she's no, seriously. Low. That's great. Like, that person, like, you're angry. You're an angry horse chick. Bless your heart.
Yes, and she's been through a lot.
Well, it is Ohio, and I've lived in Ohio, and it's really cold there. She's probably pretty mad. So cold. Serafina sent this one in. Mini horse. $250. It's a girl filly. Why is like boy geldings and girl filly? $250 in Sumter. Oh, my gosh. This is Sumter, South Carolina. She's 3 years old. Mini horse, girl filly, $250. She's 3 years old. Hooves trimmed. She just had her Coggins and Hell certificate. She is short, tiny, cute, but hard to catch unless you got sweet feed. She needs some training. No. Thank you, Captain Obvious. She's three. You can't catch her. She needs some training.
All right. Betsy sent the last one in. Let's hear what she had to say.
Hello, this is Betsy Swanson from Pennsylvania. I have a bad ad for you. It's from our local classified ad. Here it goes. Gentle quarter horse trail rider gelding, 11 years old, 14.3 hands. Asking price, $1,250. For sale, Monty, a fantastic trail rider, 11-year-old quarter horse gelding, will take the lead or follow, or will go out alone. Traffic safe in town. No vices. Stands, loads, leads, no vices. View videos on Terra blah 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 Facebook page of him being ridden during nearby gunfire, and also with a person hanging over the side of the saddle. Great walk and trot. We don't gallop our horses because we do our best to have safe, safe, safe. You gallop any horse and all bets are off. This horse likes attention and would do best as a personal horse or few horse setup. Would be unhappy in a large herd setting since he is low on the pecking order. Almost anyone should be able to ride Monty if you have the basic knowledge of how to ride. Located at blah blah blah, Allensville, Pennsylvania, blah, 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 phone number. P.S. Don't ask if he's beginner safe. That's too vast of a question. Is the rider horse safe is more like it.
Oh.
Not registered. There you go. Bye.
Betsy, nice one. Again, I think that person that's got an ad for people to hire is also selling that horse.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Thank you, Betsy. Thank you, everybody, for submitting your really bad ads today. We really appreciate it. It helps us out. We don't have to work as hard on a Friday then. And you get double the entries, and we'll announce what the new prizes are come next week. Apparently, Jamie won't be here, so I have to get a sub.
Hey, by the way, yeah. I'm going to also take a couple days off in July.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you about that later.
Yeah. Yeah, let me know about that. All right, that's it. We are out of here. Don't forget, all of the shows on the Horse Radio Network are coming out or out already. So head on over to the app, iOS or Android. Just search for Horse Radio Network. It's the simplest and easiest way to listen to the shows, as well as all your favorite podcast players. Just search for them there. One of the things we don't talk about too often is that we have a master feed for the Horse Radio Network. If you go to your podcast player and you just search Horse Radio Network on iTunes or Pocket Casts or whatever you use, you're going to find it what's called the All Shows feed. And that feed actually brings in all the shows, so you don't have to subscribe separately. Now, you don't have to listen to all of them, but you do get them all in one place, and it just makes it simpler on you if you are a listener to more than one show. So we don't mention that too often. I wanted to bring that up. The other question I've been getting a lot lately is people want to download the shows to their phones. If you go to any episode on our website at horsesinthemorning.com or horseradionetwork.com, on the player, there's a little cloud with a down arrow on the player itself. If you click that, it downloads the episode, downloads the sound file to your phone or wherever your computer, and then you can just hit play and it'll play on whatever your default player is. So if you're trying to download the file, we encourage you to do that. We don't care. So you can download it right from the website, any particular episode you want. All right, I think that was all the housekeeping I had to do. Thank you, everybody, for a good week. We look forward to joining you again next week.
All right. Sounds good. Everybody have a great weekend. And July 4th coming up, too.
Yes, July 4th.
Happy July 4th.
My dog is going to be so miserable.
Oh, it's going to start all weekend, isn't it?
Yes. It started last night here.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Spay, neuter, and get.